This is Pastor Chaz Ware here on Addictive Love, co-host, and our host, Elder Robert Gould, is out. And I'm once again here hijacking Addictive Love 2x2 Ministry. We're thankful once again. We have a fantastic show for you today. We want you to take some time to open up your ears and listen to what God is doing here in our city. We're highlighting the local congregation and pastor and overseer today. We want you to take heed to what's being said. There's a lot of folks out there who walk in a form of godliness, but don't seem to know the importance of rolling up their sleeves, getting their hands dirty in the ministry. And I'm going to start with saying this. When Samuel was looking for the new king of Israel, and he walked to the house of Jesse, there were some men that looked good, looked the part. They stood stout, but they weren't exactly what God was sending for his people. There was a man in the field named David who smelled like the sheep, who had dirt underneath his fingernails and was really doing the work of God, and it was recognized. So I believe today that's what we're here to do, to recognize two men of God here in our city, Omaha, Nebraska, that are really profound in what they do in the gospel. And we want to give them an opportunity to reach out to those whose hearts will be open to hear what the Lord is saying to you, to let the Holy Spirit move and flow and just flourish throughout you and just saturate you with his love and his opportunity to give, to toil, to work, to plow, however the Lord uses you. But we just want to just open up this opportunity today. We got Pastor Michael Blair of Cornerstone Heartland Church, located inside Shiloh Missionary, Shiloh Christian Worship Center at 1501 North 33rd Street. They have a couple services that they have and the work that they do for the Lord, but I'll leave that up to him to highlight. But I just want to go ahead and just thank EKG Environmental, which is our sponsor here on Addictive Love. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to speak to these men of God. I pray that someone who comes across these this show, that their ears hear, and that their hearts be moved, and that their feet move with the purpose according to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Doing good.
We got Pastor Michael Blair, Pastor Wendell Stanley, amen. Both of these men of God are here, and I just want to get right to it. We're 3 minutes in, and I want to get to it. Pastor Michael Blair is the current pastor of Cornerstone Heartland Church. They help a lot of folks from the Sienna Francis House, Open Their Mission, and
Joshua House.
And
Council Bluffs, yeah.
And Council Bluffs, yeah. So these men are out here really toiling and really doing the real work of the Lord. Before I give them an opportunity to speak, I just want to let everybody know out there, I've had an opportunity, blessed be the Lord, to work with this young pastor's uncle, who was the founding pastor of Cornerstone. His name was Duncan Blair. He transitioned to be with the Lord in January of last year. But I had an opportunity back in 2017 to not only minister with this man for about 13, 14 months, great man of God, authentic, straightforward. Not only that, I was able to minister with him in the city, but also we did a mass baptism in Lake Manawa of 27 individuals. And that was just a blessing. So to see the transition from where they were then to where God has these individuals and these men moving now, I felt like it's only right by the Holy Spirit to have them here for you listeners today. So I just want to open it up right now with Pastor Michael Blair. Just let us know how the Lord has been dealing with you in the last calendar year. And how did you make it here in KCRO station today?
God is how I made it here. No one else but God.
Hallelujah.
There's a good song that we sing in our church. It's like God did, and that's every step of the way. Like he was saying, my uncle, Duncan Blair, he passed away here last January, about a year ago. And he talked about David a little bit. That kind of represents me. There was two, three other pastors before me because I've only had a little bit of time in the ministry before that going through. And, you know, the congregation, there was two guys before me that were up there. One pastor, he made it to about Easter, then he left. And I would just kept serving, kept remaining, serving in love and being a humble servant of God. My uncle, that's what he taught me. Taught me how to love the unlovely. as well as his wife, Jolene. That's why we've seen me and my wife, Disa. We're at Yoke. We're a great team as a pastor and a pastor's wife together. I think that's what we learned from Jolene and Duncan. Most is she have a bond with the women, Disa has, and I have a bond with the men in our congregation. But like you said, the trials and the errors, perseverance, says it all the way through James. You know, I'm just became a pastor here about 9-10 months ago, head pastor of the church. The trials we've had to face, though, are something many, many pastors don't go through. It's with that process, you know, we used to be down on South 13th Street, was down there for many years. We had to relocate, and that's why we're at 1501 North 33rd Street right now, over at Shiloh Christian Worship Center. My uncle, he was at that building for over 10 years. Having to relocate, you know, I went to our church, what we serve, we serve the homeless. I went to about 10 different churches and was straightforward and honest with them about serving who we serve and who we bring in.
Okay.
And they all shot it down. But God is so grateful and is great and merciful and so glorious. Shiloh Christian Worship Center, they accepted us.
Amen, amen.
And accepted us at a charge we're blessed.
Amen.
I'm not going to announce what that is because that's not but it was just, it's a blessing. It's almost like we're in there for the price of nothing for what we get and what we receive. We have services there Friday nights at 7 o'clock. We also have a men's Bible study there Friday mornings at 8. Saturday mornings at 8. Sunday night service. Sunday nights we bring all the homeless in from. He left one shelter out: the Lydia House, the Open Door Mission, the Joshua House, and the Sienna Francis House.
Amen.
Okay. Now that Lydia House core group, we've had a trial with that too. Okay, but we fought back and we got them back in the doors. And those girls now, man, they're coming or they have a rotating schedule where those girls are the Sunday school teachers. So they're on Sundays at Sunday night teachers. Sunday school teachers on Sunday night because we have a Sunday night service from when we had to move to. We have a night service now on Sundays. But it's just remarkable how God's working and restoring lives.
Amen.
Let me
take the helm from you real quick because I want to dive into something that you spoke about that I'd already written down. You talked about you and your wife being yoked and the helpmate that God has sent you. When you guys were transitioning from 13th and Hickory to Shiloh, what was the process, if you can let pastors out there know who may be dealing with something and maybe they're not being as close-knit with their spouse as they should or could? What kept you two strong from that transition? And I want to say this with this. I myself also transitioned and merged the church back in 2024. So I do know the process, and I do know what it takes to continue to persevere and stand strong. So if you could just let those listeners out there know what kept you and your wife strong during that transition? Because most people give up, right? Most people throw in the towel. So what kept you and your wife strong? Tisa is her name.
God.
Amen.
In prayer. Mm-hmm. All the credit, man, always goes to God.
Come on,
bro.
Man, I understand that. We know the main surface. We want to get to the veneer. What's the veneer underneath the surface?
I think she's seen the calling of God on us and the will of God for us. And when she talks about it all the time, you know, this is your walk with God, and I'm ready to walk with you with it. As long as you continue to walk with God, I'm going to walk with you, just like it says. And this was a marriage that wasn't really, it was completely in shambles over 4 years ago.
Mm.
Because I was just like these guys here that were the least of the least.
Come on.
Worst of the worst. So that's what I'm saying. And when I got into Freeway Ministries about close to 4 years ago, and it taught me how a new way to live and it taught me what God was and the love that God has, God shows. And she's seen what she wanted to see again.
Amen. You know, man, that's so wonderful. Each and every one of us have a helpmate. And God puts them in position to where we as men can lean on them during those difficult times. You and I spoke briefly about this on the phone last night. But one thing that I've noticed about you, and I kind of want to segue because we want individuals to really hear the heart of the pastor of Cornerstone Heartland Church, your dedication to serving and service and being taught that and seeing that an example, not only from your uncle, but also from this man to your left, Pastor Wendell Stanley, who I also have witnessed in time, has been a selfless individual and doesn't mind rolling up his sleeves. And I firmly believe, I'm calling out pastors out there right now, those who do not want to roll up their sleeves and get your hands dirty, the service of a pastor is to serve. So if you could speak about the importance of seeing these individuals through your eyes come and go in the last year and seeing Pastor Wendell remain there and be your overseer, be your, be your Aaron, helping you hold up your arms during this transitional process and so forth. How has that wise counsel been important to you?
Very important. We didn't even know each other.
Didn't.
He didn't even know my uncle. He came walking in during a business meeting, and he's been there to helps give a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of support. And, God puts people in your life for a reason.
Is he harsh on you? Is he a disciplinarian, or is he loving and gentle? And we want to know, right? Those of us want to know this journey, Pastor, that you've been through.
I think we've been mostly equal opportunity for each other.
Amen.
I think what I learned from him, and I think even though I'm young at this, I think he learns from me sometimes as
absolutely.
Well, too.
Absolutely. I can speak that just a little.
Yeah, I was going to pass it to you as well. Go ahead and just take it.
The relationship is reciprocal. Out of reverence of Christ and his master, as master in his lordship, we mutually submit to one another. Now, I have a few more years in ministry experience when it comes to church development, planning, and spiritual formation of new groups to the faith. So I do lend and I speak loud in those areas. But when it comes to areas, I've been married 33 years, but I'm learning about how to allow my marriage to be restored in the capacity of intimacy that I see him and Thesa operating.
Amen.
And I give a shout out to my lovely wife, Alyssa. Everything that's going wrong in our relationship is probably my fault.
Hey, Ramona. I got a shout out to my wife, too. Amen. Hey, Ramona, baby.
But she has given me six beautiful kids, all of whom she homeschool raised and are doing very well in life and make me proud every day. And so when I look at how God has restored what Mike just referenced 4 years ago was in shambles, I look up to him in that regard and how they work seamlessly in ministry. And I would encourage any pastors out there to have any distance in your marriage to get in touch with Pastor Mike and ask for his insight on how that happened. I've heard his testimony at length many times because he shares it openly. And so maybe you can have him back on the show one day to expound, maybe him and Thesa to share their testimony, how God brought them from shambles to where they are right now. I think
that was next week.
What the scripture looks at, and the Bible talks about in Ephesians 5:20-32, the mystery of Christ in the church, really. And he depicts that through the husband and wife relationship in the body of Christ. So,
man,
praise God.
Man, you guys are just, man, you know what? I've had a blessed opportunity to worship, like I said, only 7 years ago with this congregation, see the love that they show in our city. But in recent time, right, I believe it was maybe 3 weeks, a month ago, less than that, where I witnessed something wonderful, fantastic in the kingdom of God represented here on earth. And I want to open it up to Pastor Mike. Share that with those listeners out there, what Christ is doing through Cornerstone Heartland Church with those from those various shelters that you spoke of.
God's restoring lives. God's restoring lives. I mean, just like he was talking about 3 weeks ago, we had about a little over 70 people stand up and get saved.
Hallelujah.
Praise on a Sunday night service.
Hallelujah.
And that's what it's all about. Jesus saves them. We just lead them to Jesus. There's a song also called Nobody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about Jesus, man.
I'm just a nobody.
And that's what it's about, man. It's
everybody about somebody.
And it's
save anybody.
It's a mission. A lot of people don't want to get their hands dirty.
Mm.
And that's why I got my Bible out here in Matthew 25.
Speak on it.
It's called The Sheep and the Goats, the parable here. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on the glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king is Jesus Christ, will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Mm. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked at me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, which is Jesus, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, or Jesus will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
Mm.
And that's what we go down to those shelters. That's the least of the least. You know what I mean?
Come on.
I've been homeless myself. I've been strung out myself before. By the blood of Christ, I've been redeemed from all that.
Hallelujah.
By Jesus Christ, saved me from all that. And I know that if Jesus can save me, he can save them too.
Yes, Lord.
And that's our responsibility, is to love them as Christ loved us on sacrificial love when he died on that cross. Now, that's the question out there to the pastors out there today. You want to be sheep? Or do you want to be the next part of this, a goat?
Mm.
Okay? Because then Jesus is going to say to those on the left, depart from me, you are cursed into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. Mm. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink.
Mm.
I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Quit letting your pride, your ego, and your selfish ambitions and your judgment towards others stop you from making the mark of Christ.
Hallelujah.
God died for all of us.
Mm.
He loves us all the same.
Amen.
We are all one bad decision away from being the least of the least. And
Come
you
on.
Don't have to just be homeless to be the least of the least.
Come on.
You can be the richest man in the world and still be the least of the least.
Amen.
With your pride, your ego, and your judgment. So we have to ask ourselves today, guys, we want to be sheep or goats, because Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen. You know, man, Pastor's Verbal Cry. I do something on Facebook every day. It's called Pastor's Verbal Cry. And every day I cry out to people, right? Cry out to the least of them. Cry out to those who are in a position where they feel as if they don't need to toil and do this work. And my brother pastor here just laid it out. He didn't have to say it. The scripture said it, right? Pastor Wendell, what do you take from that? I want to get your insight here, Elder.
If we go by the title pastor, and I say that loosely, we need to live up to the responsibility encoded in that title. It means to be a shepherd, to guard and protect those God entrusted to your care, who in some ways are defenseless, and that scripture spelled out as being the least. And if that's the case, then we work as a servant. We're not a right side up leader, we're an upside down leader. We're at the bottom pushing them up to where they belong.
Amen.
I want to read a passage here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 through 21. It says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. And so Christ is my ultimate Lord. But when I walk in a room full of people who are saying yes to Jesus, who happen to be less than me in status, I just made all them my masters. To be subject to them, to honor what their needs are, and to do what's best for them, despite what's best for me sometimes even, all the time, selflessly, bearing my cross. It goes on to say, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward, the ones that do you the worst, the ones you have to love. For this is thankworthy if a man, for conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when you are buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you do it patiently. This is acceptable to God. For even hereunto were we called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Jesus suffered intentionally for the least of these, for all of us. He who knew no sin was made to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. That is the hallmark of following Christ. And if we're doing anything less than that, then we're probably pretentious and hypocritical. We need
Amen.
To repent.
Praise Amen. God. Listen, I want to get to the meat of some things real quick, y'all. Cornerstone Heartland Church have services inside of Shiloh Christian Worship Center, 1501 North 33rd Street off of Charles Street. And they have Friday night services, 7 p.m., Sunday night services, 7 p.m., with a dinner at 6 p.m. Did y'all hear what I said? They go to four different shelters and bus in folks, men, women, those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are in need of spiritual edifying, those who coming thirsting for righteousness, which means that there's a need out there. For some of you out there who have the availability and the monetary needs and the food gifts and so forth, they could possibly use your gifts to bring forth food, to make the abundance of food ready and available when these night services come. They could use your hands. They could use your works and your gifts. They could use your love and your smile. So I want to open it up right now. Pastor Blair, how can they get in contact with you, volunteer, and come out and help on those Fridays and Sunday nights, bro? Because that's what we're here for. We're here to reach out. We're crying out right now. We got three pastors here and our producer Cam. We're crying out. We need you out there, Omaha. We need you out there, Papillion, Ralston, Council Bluffs, wherever you come, and we need you to come out and help these people. Christ has compelled for you for a specific gift and a specific ministry. Do not sit on the ministry. I pray that right now in the Holy Spirit, someone right now will be moved. Pastors, in your hands.
My number is 402-214-5252. That's my number there. That's Pastor Michael Blair. Then my wife's number. If any of you women want to help out, you guys can call my wife. Her name is Thisa Blair, 402-830-2308. Again, it's a Cornerstone Heartland Church. We're located at 1501 North 33rd Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68111. And also,
my number is 402-306-8454. You can always also reach me easily on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Wendell Verdell Stanley, my whole government name. You're welcome to direct message me or comment there or tag me or send a friend request. We are looking for financial contributions. The cost of our ministry has a certain number for annual footprint. Duncan Blair, the late Duncan Blair, whom I never met, had a pallet business, and he did very well in that, and he contributed greatly into the mission that we take up in his wake. Pastor Mike Blair is very gainfully employed and carries a lot of the financial burden. I personally, on his behalf and on behalf of God's opportunity, invite all who might give financially to help us offset those costs. We help these individuals with everything that pertains to their life and their rehabilitation in Christ, including we're beginning to look into helping a growing list of them find permanent housing, affordable housing. So do please ask God, pray to God, and determine cheerfully what you can give. We're open to those offerings. Contact us directly with questions and or comments, and come out and volunteer. We need people to help serve food and other special occasions. And also, Pastor Mike even drives the bus right now. We can use a couple of reliable CDL Class B drivers to help drive that big bus. So please help. We're opening our doors, and we'll be of service to you in any way God leads us to. God bless.
Amen. I mean, you know what, y'all, man, I know y'all hear that cry. I know y'all hear that call. Out to come and be the hands of God and the feet of the Lord in our city. This is our city, and God's kingdom needs us. God's kingdom needs us to stand up and be accountable unto the calling in which we are called, which is to help the least of them. And you can do that. You can be a supportive individual financially, hands-on, serving, cooking. So you heard these gentlemen. And those of you who know me, 2x2 Ministry, Pastor Chaz, where you can reach out to me. I know these brothers personally. I have their information. If you missed it, you can contact me as well, and we can definitely link you up with these gentlemen. I want to mention something that I enjoy personally. I enjoy the Saturday morning Bible study. Mm-hmm. Breakfast is provided. You get some good breakfast pizza, y'all. It's 8 a.m., same location, right. And we dive into the Word of God, and we get some protein. We get some meat. So those of you out there looking for a place to have a great, powerful Bible study where you can learn and grow closer with the Lord, we welcome you on those Saturday mornings, 1501 North 33rd Street off of Charles, 8 a.m. Come on by. I know Pastor Wendell and Pastor Mike Blair would love to have their doors open for you. But Cornerstone Heartland Church is a place where God is truly loving, not only through the acts, but also through the self-awareness of not being about fame and fortune of self. It's about relinquishing who they are, their title as men in general, and just serving the people in love. And y'all don't know how much that means to me. And this is the reason why the Holy Spirit led me to highlight what these men are doing in the city, because it is powerful. I've witnessed it myself. I'm not just talking about it. I've seen the first account of people being delivered. Like I said, back in 2017, going to 2018, I was blessed with Pastor Michael Blair's late uncle who transitioned, Duncan Blair, to baptize 27 people in the lake. And it was beautiful. We had barbecue, I mean, from wall to wall. It was just a wonderful love that the people show. And this is something you don't find every day. Praise I'm going to keep it real, so you don't find this every day, y'all. These hearts and the love that these people have, and then the helpmates who come along selflessly, you do not find that everywhere. So continue to pray and to seek Christ on assisting and moving forward and helping these men of God and these women of God as they continue to help those who are in our city. Because there's nothing wrong with paying and doing work outside of the city and helping those in other countries internationally and abroad, but come on, we need you here in Omaha, right? So we just want to thank EKG, once again, Environmental, who's our sponsor today for Addictive Love. Continue to lift up in prayer our host, Elder Robert Gould. I'm your co-host, Pastor Chaz Ware, 2x2 Ministry, hijacking Addictive Love once again. Want to thank our guests, Pastor Michael Blair, Pastor Wendell Stanley. Want to thank you today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We want to thank our producer, Cam. Hey, man, he's always the man behind the scenes, doing a great job here at KCRO. We thank you all. We just want to pray in benediction, Pastor Michael Blair.
Father God, thank you for this opportunity today, Lord, and thank you and everything in Jesus' name. We ask Jesus to the guidance, protection, to touch some of us hearts out there, Lord, to get some help out there with us. We can get help with, Lord Jesus, and just thank you for allowing us to be humble servants of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord.